Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Racism Without Racists, Colorblind Racism and the Persistence of Racial Inequality in America, by Eduardo Bonilla Silva, narrated by Sean Crisden. Preface to the 5th edition. Many friends, colleagues, and readers have expressed curiosity about my views on Trump's election as president. Without question, Trump played with racial fire and helped mobilize both fringe groups, all old-fashioned racist organizations, and individuals, for example, David Duke, as well as animated the worst in the white masses during the campaign with his talk about building a wall. Mexico, not sending their best people, but sending people that have lots of problems, who are bringing drugs and bringing crime, and they're rapists. A Muslim ban, his hesitation in condemning David Duke's endorsement, his comments about blacks living in ghettos, where you can't walk out in the street, you buy a loaf of bread and you end up getting shot, and many other things. He also has a problematic personal racial history. He was sued twice by the Department of Justice in the 1970s for discrimination in housing against blacks, and in the 1990s was fined by the New Jersey Casino Control Commission for discriminating against black dealers in his casino. His aversion to blacks had family roots, as his father, Fred Christ Trump, had a long record of anti-black views and actions that included participating, as a supporter, in a Klan rally when he was 21 years old. The question at hand is then whether we have racism without racists or racism with racists. Some of my friends have even told me that my book...